Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts all be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Sometimes I've watched a film and have had no idea what's going on. I remember when I was a lot younger going to see 2001: A Space Odyssey. The first half of the film just about made sense, but then I got completely lost. When we come across a passage like the one we've just heard from Luke's Gospel, I suspect most of us feel puzzled. What's going on? We may well ask. One of the difficulties of the passage is, as we shall see, is that Jesus is interweaving two momentous events, the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70 and his second coming, which, unlike the fall of Jerusalem, is yet to happen. At the center of our reading from Luke is the parable of the fig tree. Jesus told his listeners to look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, he said, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. This parable is not probably what we normally think of when we think parable. There really isn't a story as such with a twist in the tale, with a meaning for the listeners to discern. This parable is really more of an observation and a warning. It heralds the coming of Jesus, the Son of Man, calling the listener to have eyes to see the signs and the good sense to be ready. Jesus tells us there are signs that indicate the arrival, the advent, the presence, and the power of the kingdom of God. Like leaves on a fig tree, such signs can show us our redemption and our Redeemer. As children of that kingdom, we need to be looking for those signs. Luke 21 tells us that people will know fear, that earth and heaven will be traumatized, and that then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. The Son of Man is a reference to a prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, a messianic figure who would establish an everlasting kingdom. And Jesus applied this title, Son of Man, to himself. A difficulty, of course, is that there have been, and presumably will be, many more times when there is distress among the nations and the heavens appear to be shaken. How will we know? When will we see? And how long must we wait for God's kingdom to come? The immediate context of our passage is the fall of Jerusalem. Jesus was predicting the fall of Jerusalem, which would take place in AD 70, some 40 years after his death and resurrection. At the start of our passage, Jesus talks about signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Tom Wright, the well-known theologian and biblical commentator, suggests that while these could be taken literally, Jesus could mean that the kingdoms of the world would be going through convulsions. Some of us here are old enough to remember the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of apartheid in South Africa. More recently, we've experienced 9/11, and now the horrors of 7th of October of this year and the war in Gaza testify to a world in convulsion. Jerusalem and the whole Roman world itself was going to experience convulsions, Jerusalem with its fall in AD 70. The Romans ruthlessly crushed the Jewish revolt that had started in AD 66, destroying the temple and sacking the city of Jerusalem. Thousands were killed during the siege, and those who survived faced being carried off into slavery or exile or life in a ruined city. The events of AD 70 were cataclysmic. And in the midst of Jesus' description of carnage and destruction, there is this prophecy of the Son of Man coming in glory. It's nearly 2,000 years since the fall of Jerusalem, and clearly Jesus has not yet come in glory. So the prophecy of the Son of Man coming in glory must surely refer to Jesus' second coming, an event to which we look forward to in this season of Advent. The world has gone through many times of convulsion since AD 70. Many people have looked at the signs of the times and have believed wrongly that Jesus' return was imminent. We can't point to the convulsions going on in today's world to argue that Jesus' return is imminent. It could be, but we don't know. We can't be sure either way. Disaster befell Jerusalem in AD 70. Our present reality includes wars and political tumult, climate emergency, the aftermath of a global pandemic, poverty, racist ideologies, and displacement by wars. In the midst of the world's tumult in AD 70 and now, the central promise of the parable of the fig tree, that the kingdom of God is near now, is a promise that we in the church need to hear. Watch for the signs, Jesus says, and you will see that our redemption is drawing near, and indeed is already near. This doesn't mean that Jesus' return is imminent. It might be, but we don't know. But we find in the gospel message the life-giving assurance that the kingdom of God is not far off. It is not waiting. It is not an undiscovered country. The kingdom of God is right here in Jesus and in his message of good news. In the midst of earthly tumult, we can be confident that the kingdom of God is near. And in Jesus, we have a Savior whose promised future makes all the difference for us and the world today. Let's be ready for him. Let's pray. Lord God, during this season of Advent, help us to prepare our hearts for the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to make time for prayer and reflection, to reach out to those in need, and to share the message of hope and love with others. Amen.